Hi, my name is Leona Papineau. I'm originally from Ontario. I grew up in Ontario, and then I moved out here in 99 to northern Alberta, the Peace Country, Peace River area, and married. And then when my husband passed away, I came to college and now to seminary. So now I'm down here, which I like the mountains, so it's great.
Right on. Good. We're glad you're here. Very glad you're here. Can you introduce us to your family?
Sure. I have one daughter. She's 16 years old, and she was drinking coffee there. I'm going to embarrass her. And her name is Ariana, and she's a figure skater. So we just went to a competition yesterday, and she got third place, so I'm very proud of her. So, yeah.
Can you tell us how God worked in your life to bring you to our seminary?
Yeah. Wow, to come to the seminary. Well, when I wasn't a, I didn't grow up being a Christian, actually. I was raised in a non-Christian home, and my parents never talked about God or introduced me to prayer or anything like that. And so my whole life, I just assumed it was a fairy tale. And when I was 12 years old, I was invited to go to a youth group by my friend. And so she introduced me to youth group, and when I went there, this pastor was talking about Joseph, and I started laughing. And so all the teenagers looked at me like, what's going on? Why is she laughing? And the pastor goes, why are you laughing? And he goes, I said, well, why are you telling fairy tales to a bunch of teenagers? This doesn't make sense. And he says, no, this is real, and God is real. And for 4 years, that youth group kept on inviting me, and I kept on going. And when I was 16, I went to a youth retreat, Circle Square Ranch, I went to. And when I got there, they were singing a song, Jesus is Alive. And that's when I gave my heart to the Lord, when I was 16 years old. Then I ended up living a double life because I couldn't tell my parents. Because if you mentioned anything about God, oh my goodness. So I had to live a double life for many years. And when I was six, that same year, my brother shot himself. He was 12 years old. And I knew to pray. And I just kept on praying, but my family was so lost. We were all lost. And the youth group kept on praying. And they were just wanting me to stay strong. A year later, I ended up having to leave home because my dad's an alcoholic. So I had to leave home, and I ended up in a foster care. And in foster care, it ended up being a Christian family. And so they kept me going, and they helped me to get back on my feet. When I turned 18, I had to be on my own. So they helped me get a job, helped me to get an apartment, and they helped me to get into college. So I was able to go to college, and that time in college I was lost because I still was living that double life. I haven't made that decision to be bold about my faith. And for that time in college, I ended up drinking. I ended up doing partying and all that stuff. And it was when I was 25, that friend who had introduced me, 12 years old, she came to visit me, and she started getting me back in church. And so I reaffirmed my faith again at that time, and I found out I was pregnant. And I said, okay, Lord, this is my life is yours. And that's when I started living for the God fully, and I just trusted him through everything. And then I ended up having Ariana. And my parents called me a year later and asked me to come home. So I left everything in Ontario, and I came out here to be with my family. And they weren't Christians, but I just trusted God that we would have a relationship. And so we came out, and my dad had quit drinking the day I had Ariana. And so he waited one whole year so that he can ask for us to come back. Now my dad is now a believer. In 2001, he gave his heart to the Lord. My mom is a believer. And we have a great relationship. And Arianna was 5 when I met her dad. In church, I ended up being a youth leader, and he adopted her before we even got married. So she became a Papineau before me. I don't know how that works, but she did, and we got to have a wonderful marriage. It was like a beautiful thing. We had a farm. We had our own business. We started a Christian store, and it was beautiful. I was like, thank you, Lord. We just trusted him and everything. And then September 11th, 2006, we were harvesting. I was at the store getting the store ready, and he had a farming accident. A combine ran over him. And again, another dark day in our lives. But it was amazing because we turned to the Lord immediately. And my parents were there, and they prayed with me. And we just said, seek first the kingdom. So I got started asking to go and speak at women's retreats that year after my husband passed away. And I was able to go and speak at publishing companies for bookstores because we had a bookstore. And I'm like, Lord, I don't know if I'm saying things right. I don't want to be being a false witness. And so I went to college. I said, if I'm going to be speaking for you, I want to make sure I know what I'm speaking about. And so I started going to college, and I loved college. I said, okay, I'm graduated from college now, and I said, well, now what do I do? I don't know what to do. I graduated in 2012, and the Lord said, you're not done. You're just not done. I said, okay, well, what do you do next after college? And I heard one of my professors saying seminary, and so I started investigating about seminaries. And I wanted a seminary that was very similar to the college I went to, which was very family-oriented and allowed me to raise my child in a very safe place. And so I applied to a bunch of seminaries, but when I found out there was one in Cochrane, I said, oh, yes! But I didn't know if it was the place for me, but I kept on praying about it. And when I got accepted at the seminary, I said, okay, Lord, if this is the place you want me to be, close all the other doors. And he did, and I was able to come here and to the seminary, and it's so community-oriented. I don't have to worry about my daughter. She's a teenager now, so I really didn't want to leave her alone in a city. And so being out in the community itself allowed me to, in Cochrane, allowed her to be able to express herself in a free way, in a safe way, in a safe environment. And I just love the teachers and the professors and the community there because they just support me every step of the way I go. And last year was my father and my mother took ill again. And so I had to give up some time at the school, but they have online schooling. So I was able to leave for 6 months, be with my family, help them out, and then still do my studies. And I appreciated that so much because I was able to come back quicker and still continue on with my studies.
Awesome. Well, can you tell us what degree you're pursuing?
Yeah, I'm actually pursuing the Master of Divinity. I'm in my third year. I'm taking it a little bit slower than some of the other students there. They're very gung-ho, but I don't write papers as well as they do, so I need a little bit more time than they do, and I'll be graduating hopefully next year in May. So. I love the fact that they really do focus on not just the academics, but they also want to focus on building up families, supporting one another, being a community. They have fellowship days, which allows the families to come and just intermix with the professors. And yes, so there's always that community aspect. They have journey groups, so they actually have mentoring groups. I'm not very good at that. Because I'm always busy, but the journey groups allows the professors to actually mentor and speak into the lives of the students. And it's a great advantage for the students to be able to have that one-on-one relationship and also that community relationship with the other students together. They also do, we have chapel service, and that allows the, we get to hear from our professors and to guest speakers and hear their way, what's going on in their lives and what messages they have to speak into our lives. The community itself, we live, most of the students lives in the community right there, in the residence area. And where I'm living right now allows me to be able to be a mentor myself to the college students there, and they come over. They're like kids because I have a 16-year-old, and they're like 18, 19 years old, so they all come into my house, so I get to feed them, which they like because they're not home with their parents. And it allows us to be a family, and they don't feel lost, and I don't feel lost because I get to have more kids in my house, so it's good.
That's great. You said you want to go to a relationship with family feel to it, right? Mm-hmm. You said that's met your expectations.
It has met my expectations, family, for sure. That was the biggest thing, was I wanted to make sure it was a family-oriented. And not just that, the professors also understand the importance of family. And so when something's happening, if somebody's having a down day or they can't get that paper in right away, they have that grace. There's the grace and the mercy, but they also are very studious, like you got to keep pursuing on your studies. So they don't let you give up either. So if someone is slacking, they're right there. They're going, what's going on? How can we help? So.
Yeah. I think some of us have paid the way to get some of that grace really.
Thank you very much.
They've always been very gracious, that's for sure. And how about your graduating experience? I mean, it's very family-oriented place, and that's the place where the professors are understanding and most spend one-on-one time, but the level of education that you're getting.
The level of education. Again, I wasn't a very studious student, so it was great to see that they don't let you just slack off. So they have a great facility with the library, and they also have access to other resources. The classes themselves are just amazing. I actually look forward to many of the classes, some of them not so much, but they're required, so you have to take them. But the one class that I just took last year was the ethics class, and it was... but Dr. Blackaby taught it, and really it just made you just realize who you are, because we had to write a statement of faith for ourselves, and that just made me realize exactly where my heart is and allows me to seek God first, but also to know that family was very important in my life. So, yeah, and I just love being able to study, so I'm going to keep on studying. So, yeah.
That's good. Now, if someone was curious about going to the seminary in college, like Hawking, what would you want to share?
Come and visit. We're having next weekend it's like an open house next weekend. If you guys are coming, please call me, let me know, so that way I can come and welcome you guys and show you guys around. So next weekend's an open house where you guys can see what's going on, but we also have what's intensives in May. And those intensives allows you to just take one course and see what it's like. I actually am taking two of them, but if you want to take the Corinthians one, I'll take it with you. I've taken the two of the courses that's being offered, spiritual leadership and Bible teaching, effective Bible teaching, and they're great because it's week-long. There's places where you can stay and stuff, and it just gives you an insight to what's going on. But they have online courses, too. You can take one course here, one course there. If you're just like me, I was like a Sunday school teacher, so I went, let me learn a little bit more. I'll just take a course here. Soon you'll get addicted, and then you'll want to come for more times. But yeah, there's part-time, there's full-time, you just take one course here and there. Meet with the teachers, meet with me. If you want to come out to the school, I'll be more than happy just to show you around and even take a course with you. So let me know what course you're taking, and I'll come and sit with you and take the course and encourage you to keep on pursuing the Word of God.
Being with us, we appreciate you.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And Leona and Ariana are going to be here immediately after the service. We'd love for you to please make them feel welcome, get to know them, and We hope that it has been a meaningful seminary day for you. And again, as we pray every week, we pray that God would use us as a church to expand His kingdom, to further His kingdom, to push back darkness. And I believe that supporting and knowing about our seminary and knowing about our students at our seminary, those God-called men and women, supporting them, praying for them, is one of the ways that God wants us as a church to support the work that He is doing across our country and across this world. All right? Okay, we're going to sing one last song, and then I've got something else that I'd love for us to do with Brett and Kristen Myers right after that. But I'm just going to invite you that as you respond, whatever God is saying to you today, don't get up from that chair.